The Morning Playhouse.
237 hits.
Y94.
That is the sound of a Morning Playhouse flush the format Friday. Black Friday or no Black Friday, we're here. Maggie, no shopping this morning?
The only one I plan on doing would be the penny sale.
Well, yeah.
Get me some wine.
You seem like more of an alcoholic every
this time
single
of year, it's like
day.
You give them away, you know, gifts for like those people you don't really know what to get. You can just give them a bottle of wine.
Here's the trick. You go, you get two bottles, you buy one, get one for a penny, Happy Harry's penny sale. But then what you do is if you don't like it, then you give the one you bought for a penny to a friend.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
Exactly.
Or you keep it for yourself if you do like it. Your Black Friday shopping stories, if you got 1, 2, 3, 7 hits, you can text 35270. What you got?
We were in Walmart, and in about 35 seconds, they destroyed the Xbox display of all the Xbox games, so they were all on the floor in a pile.
So they just ripped them to pieces, or what?
They ripped the whole display. Like, they were all on the floor. The display was in pieces everywhere.
So no more game systems left at all, huh?
It wasn't the systems. It was actually the games themselves.
Wow.
Silent night. Holy night. Appreciate the story.
Yep.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Wonderful time.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Introducing
the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Zero Rhett and Maggie. Sorry.
Y94.
It is 6:08 in the morning, 14 degrees currently here in Fargo, Moorhead. Y94 is the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Any sort of Black Friday shopping experience you have at 237 hits, you can text 35270 as well. You got one?
So I got a crazy story for you about the shopping today.
Oh, what went on?
Well, when before Target opened, the line was all the way around. I'm going past B-Dubs, and there's people lining up at the other side of the door where they had, like, barriers and everything, so you couldn't get in. And when they let a big group of people in, someone opened the door for us. Someone snuck past the gate and opened the door, and I kind of just started in.
You guys barged in the line?
Yeah, no, we didn't barge in the line. Someone opened the door that shouldn't have been open, and we kind of just bolted inside and blended in with the crowd.
Oh, nice. So did you get what you were looking for?
Yep. I got a vacuum for my grandma for Christmas.
Oh, grandma will be very happy.
She will.
You know, I'll tell you, and I love my grandmother, but I of the things that I would go out and brave Black Friday or yesterday for, I'm not sure a vacuum is high on
that. No.
I'll go get a vacuum anytime. It's like that cheap flat screen that I'm like, okay, but what kind of deal was the vacuum? I feel bad for the person that just like legitimately needs a couple like odds and ends from the store. I just need diapers. I just need diapers. And there's a line of like 200 people outside the store.
Also a great excuse to budge in line.
All I need is diapers, really, as you leave with the TV. I don't even have a baby, suckers. More Flush the Format Black Friday on the way. Those random old school requests at 237 hits. Same number, in fact, if you happen to have a really exciting Black Friday story for us this morning.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And this how we gonna do it.
Y94.
Unconditionally, Katy Perry. Y94 is the number one hit music station of Fargo, Moorhead that plays all the hits. Good morning. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie, the Y94 Morning Playhouse. 6:19 in the morning, 15 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. In terms of the rest of the day, Miss Maggie, what is the Y90 forecast for this Black Friday?
It's actually supposed to be pretty nice. It's going to be partly sunny later today, high of 31.
So what you're
not
telling
so
me is
bad.
If I have like traveling to do, it's a good day to do it.
Good day.
Nice to know. I don't. I only have traveling to my refrigerator to shove leftovers in my face. Oh, I like leftovers. Yum. There's nothing better than Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yes.
Oh, you gobble them up. I would argue that kind of like chili, the longer it's in the fridge, it just gets better. Granted, there is a point where it turns. 3 weeks from now, this is delicious turkey. Yummy.
Is this blue cheese or cranberry sauce?
Same difference. 237 hits. You can text 35270 this morning. If you have a Black Friday shopping tale for us, it could be this year or years past, What is your Black Friday story?
I'm the guy that if it's out of something, I will take it out of somebody's car when they're not looking.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, okay, look, my mom's like New York Italian, so I learned how to shop from her, and yes, I have.
What happened?
Well, it was when the Xbox first came out, and my little brother really, really wanted one. You know how trying to get one was almost impossible to get? Well, he really wanted one, and I was standing in line for like 3 hours before the place opened trying to get one, and they were out. And I was getting ready to walk out the store, and I saw someone leave their cart to go like 2 aisles down to grab one, and it was sitting right on top. Uh-huh. It's really not stealing because they haven't bought it yet, so my little brother got an Xbox.
So they didn't have any on the shelves. You took it out of somebody's cart before they bought it, and you say that's not stealing because it's for your brother.
Exactly. I was giving to my little brother.
I mean, I see where your logic is, but I think that, well, I mean, it is still in the store. They haven't exchanged
money
for it.
I would be so mad. Like, I would throw punches if I saw him doing that.
If you have something that high in demand
in your cart,
you probably should guard it, right?
It's off limits, yes.
You think it is off limits?
Yes.
Though. I was going to give him some creativity points.
No.
I mean, it was still at the store. They hadn't bought it yet. Like, oh, this isn't a shelf. It was a shelf on wheels.
No, it's still wrong.
Another reason I won't go out for Black Friday.
I can't handle Black Friday because I don't have the skin for it. The first time somebody threatened me with violence, I'd be like, here you go.
Take it.
Here's your Xbox. I didn't want it that badly. That's why I was standing in line
exactly.
for 6 hours and slept here and missed Thanksgiving. But you can have it.
The Morning Playhouse.
Flush the Format Friday.
Check it out.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
It's great. Stick with you.
Great. Killer crazy. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
Y94.
Pour lots of gravy on my taters. You know, Thanksgiving edition.
Yeah.
Y94, the number one hit music station, a Flush the Format Friday, a Black Friday, a Food Coma Food Baby Friday here on the Playhouse. 237 hits, you can text 35270 should you have a Black Friday tale of shopping horrors for us of this year or years past. You got one?
Me and my friend Jody get to the mall and we're looking for a parking spot, or we're going back to our car.
Yeah.
And there were two cars facing each other, both trying to get into the same spot.
Okay.
And the old lady won, and this big burly guy jumps out of the car and starts punching her car.
What?
Yeah.
Over
and
a parking
space. I'm leaving. If you want to take my spot, just follow me to my spot. Because I was like, this old lady's going to get her ass kicked otherwise. This guy was pissed.
And this is all just over a parking spot.
Yeah, over a parking spot. Parking was ridiculous. There were people parking in the Buffalo Wild Wings parking lot trying to get into the mall.
Well, this is why I stole from my grandmother a handicap sign for my car.
I thought about doing that from my grandpa, but I was not thinking at the time about parking. Yeah,
you just steal it and maybe steal his cane too or walker and you're good to go.
Right.
Their medication, I mean everything.
That's so horrible.
They're there to give. There to give.
I like that this brawl wasn't even, like, it wasn't over an item. They weren't trying to get, like, that TV or what have you. It was over the parking spot to go stand in line to get those things. You have a tale like this. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Just makes me happy. Never gonna do it. Not now, not ever. There's nothing I want that badly. Online shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Online shopping. Click, put to cart, insert credit card information. It shows up at my doorstep. Ho, ho, ho.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Sleeping in. We get it. We'll still be here when you're ready to face the day.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
It is Black Friday here on the Y94 Morning Playhouse. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Good morning. 6:34 in the morning, 15 degrees in the valley. And the valley's number one hit music station that plays all the hits is Y94. So that is a Christmas song, obviously. The word Santa is in it. And that is because now that Thanksgiving is behind us, it was yesterday, just hours ago, now it is officially time to move into the next holiday season. Maggie, let's Let's get the Christmas tree up. Let's
yes,
do this.
I should be doing
it
that
out.
Right now.
We had somebody, I'm not even sure who, dump it here in our studio, but it's just the box and the boxes of ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do that this morning?
Might as well.
You know, the company says, you're working on Black Friday. And we're like, why? I don't know why. I don't want to. Maybe we should actually do something productive with the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we take a picture before and after, take a picture of the box of untaken care of Christmas ornaments, and then take the after picture.
Okay.
And deck out our studio, give us something to do this morning on our Black Friday being forced to work experience. You know, besides play music and be entertaining-ish. At 237 hits, you can text 35270. Black Friday stories of this year, years past. What you got?
Yeah, we were at the Walmart in Moorhead.
Yeah.
And this guy was standing in line waiting for a TV so long. He was hot and he took his shirt off and he was sitting there with his shirt off.
Yeah.
They kicked him out of the Walmart.
Well, I suppose because he was shirtless.
Yeah.
Wait, which is
crazy.
You want to know what surprised me about that? I would think there's a lot of shirtless people at Walmart generally.
Then they were ripping apart the DVD case. It was pretty crazy.
You animals. Thank you so much for the phone call. Who knew Black Friday shopping, you're supposed to wear your clothes?
Hmm.
I had no idea. Put my pants on. Deck the halls. Oh, you know, a Jingle Balls joke probably.
Yeah.
That would have worked a little better there.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The number one rule is there are no rules.
Y94.
U.S. to the D, to the E, to the L-I-C-I-O-U-S, to the D, to the E, to the L-I-C-I-O-U-S, to the D, to the E, to the...
A flesh the format. Well, Black Friday today. Y94, the number one hit music station. Tales of Black Friday's present or past. Your shopping stories. Hey.
Hi, so we have a story to tell you guys. I'm going to put you on speaker, okay?
All right.
Okay, so we went to the Victoria's Secret Black Friday sale. It opened up at midnight. We went in, and like we were walking, people were like pushing and shoving. And then we went to the other side of the store, and girls were actually like screaming while they were grabbing stuff.
So they're like clawing each other for lingerie and bras?
Yeah, and sweatpants.
I've had dreams like that.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was just ridiculous. It's like, they're not going to run out, girls. Calm down.
I tell you, you just described everything I've always imagined Victoria's Secret to be.
Bows in my eyes.
Those are my panties. Those are my pajamas. That bra's for me. And then there's a pillow fight.
Yeah.
Isn't that basically what happens there every day, Maggie?
You know, it depends on the day. It's kind of hit or miss.
I figured. I gotta go to the mall. See you guys later.
What's the name of this again?
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Y94.